We're back to the Neil Haley Show. And when we talk about building personal wealth, my guest is going to help us guide us through that. So I'm excited to welcome the program, Joe Osterhout. Joe, thanks for stopping by. And this is, it's important to build wealth, right? You can't just sit there and just constantly be living the paycheck to paycheck and not growing financially, right? It's an important thing to really think about this, right?
Neil, yeah. Thank you so much for having me on today. It's a real pleasure to be here. And you actually touched on a very important point. A lot of people think that they're going to be able to use their normal salary to build wealth. But what we usually find is that our salary sort of pays our day-to-day and you know, other slightly longer term expenses, but it often doesn't leave enough left over to actually start to accumulate large wealth right away. And so for that, you actually need to take what's left over in your salary and start investing.
Start investing. And the investing has changed dramatically in a way, but it probably hasn't in your career looking at things. But Joe, just because of the different ways of investing your money, you've been there, done that, and seen this cyclical thing in your career of doing this.
Yeah. And it's not even so much, Neil, it's not really, it's almost in a way, not what you invest in. Of course it is what you invest in, but the important thing that people don't do is people don't make investing a regular habit. You need to have a plan where you will invest money each month or every couple months on a regular basis. You need to basically automate it, right? So it's easy. And there are three basic things to building wealth. You spend less than you earn. That's really key. You invest regularly, often, consistently, and then you don't touch that money, and you keep following that plan. There's plenty of stories that, you know, when we've all seen them, of secretaries who retire with $5 million or janitors who have $8 million. I mean, these come up consistently enough that we know it's possible for people that are even not on, you know, super remunerative salaries to do very well in life.
So what steps should people think about right now, especially when we're, you know, dealt with COVID, different things like that, we're living the paycheck to paycheck. How do we save enough money to keep investing each and every month when we see the markets and how crazy they are? And These are other ways of try to get rich quick types of markets. It's really having an expert like you to kind of guide them through that, right?
Well, you always will hear the stories of the get rich quick, right? Because that's very attractive and it sells and we all wish we could do that. But the consistent stories that come out over time are the people who put some money away, and it doesn't have to be thousands of dollars a month. It can be $100 a month, but you're doing that over time and you're not investing it in something that is costing you a lot. So you're not investing it in something with really high fees. You're putting it in something like an index fund, which is a very cheap investment. It's an inexpensive investment and it mirrors the overall market. So you're not picking on one company, this or that company that may do well or may not do well. And we all get really excited about picking companies and we all think we're really good at it. But the facts are, is that even the pros, the guys who spend, you know, 24/7 looking at this stuff, very, very few of them ever actually do better than the market. So those of us who are not the pros and spending all our time and resources on trying to pick those stocks will do better just to have an overall market approach, which is what you get with an index fund.
And with an index fund, literally, what can you accumulate if you're investing? It's really, you can definitely plan for that retirement. If you talked about those stories of ordinary people saving money and having wealth after they're retired.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The key to that is time, right? To put that 50, 100, whatever it is, dollars away on a consistent basis, not once a year, but, you know, monthly. Monthly would be ideal, right? And you just keep adding it to the same investment and you let that investment sit. Over time, the market has done, depending on exactly what you look at, around 6% on average, the US stock market, 6% on average over time. And of course, it varies a lot. Like we saw in March when COVID hit, right? The market, just the bottom dropped out of the market and clients of mine, you know, their portfolios went down 40, 50%.
Wow.
And some of them panicked and sold.
Oh. So,
you know, they say had $2 million in their account and now they have 1.2 and they're getting close to retirement. So in general, that's why you want to just leave your money in, keep adding to it. And over time, it goes up. It doesn't mean it always is going to. And prognostication is not necessarily a good business to get into in the stock market. But over time, that has been the history of the U.S. stock market. That you will build wealth by investing consistently on the market as a whole.
So you just put it in the budget, make sure it automatically comes out every month, and then you go. And then you're going to see the growth.
You know, all the, and I'm not affiliated with any brokerage house or platform or company, but if you choose an inexpensive index fund and any of the larger, any company will allow you to invest on an automated basis where you link it right to your checking account and your money will just go in, very much like, you know, you're probably doing already, maybe with your 401k. You're certainly doing that with a lot of your subscription expenses, right? The things we automatically all pay for, Netflix, you know, maybe some subscription like Birchbox or something like that. We all have a lot of media and other things that we're paying for on a consistent basis.
All right. Best place we can find information on you. Some great points just to remember, because we're all looking at get rich quick schemes. We're talking about investing our financials in the real estate industry or crypto or different things, but you know, basic, just stick to this index type of fund every month and you'll see where your wealth will go, is because you said average of 6% and it goes up and down, and that's just part of the market. But where can we find info on you, Jeff? Where can we go?
So the best place is to go to my website. It's acumen8.co.
All right. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Take care. Thanks. Okay.
Bye. See
you. Bye. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.